Thank you for tuning in to Cinema Central on this lovely day, whatever day that is, and it may or may not be lovely depending on where you live, because it's still winter, everybody. Anyway, I'm DJ Ace, and guess what? There's this big American event that happened on Sunday, the February 4th. It's called Commercials, man, Commercials. I decided to sit down and watch some commercials. And they kept playing some crazy sports game in between them, and it's really obnoxious. Not helpful, really. But you know what? I got through it, and here we are. Super Bowl trailers, everybody. There's a lot of them. There are a lot of teases. And then the full trailers came out online, like, the next day. So I just thought, you know what? Let's just talk about all of them in one podcast here. So we are going to start from the top in no particular order, and let's jump right into it. Solo, A Star Wars Story, is set to come out in May, and it looks good. All right, it looks good, it looks interesting. I know there was a lot of negative press around this movie about production and, you know, the directors changing and the reshoots and all that jazz, but I will choose to remain hopeful, okay? Because I still believe in this franchise, the Star Wars franchise. So I will remain hopeful. I am a little unsure about the casting of Han Solo with Alden Ehrenreich. I'm probably saying that wrong, but oh well. But other than that, I'm still very confident that Donald Glover is playing Lando. That's going to be good, I'm sure. And Woody Harrelson is in it. So he's done some fun things. So I'm hopeful for this movie, okay? Bottom line, very hopeful. Also, the space squid. The space kraken. Let's call it the space kraken, okay? The space kraken looked cool. And other than that, it sounds like it's going to be a heist film, which I think is new territory for Star Wars. So if it's done right, I think it could be done well. Jurassic World, The Forgotten Kingdom comes out in June. And I think there's a safe bet there's going to be dinosaurs in it, okay? I think there's 100% chance of dinosaurs in this movie. But honestly, after this new trailer, I don't even know what is going on. And I have zero idea what they are trying to do. Like, why is there a dinosaur in a girl's bedroom? How is that even, like, a thing possible, applicable? Yeah, it lost me immediately. Obviously, the main character is trying to save his pet Velociraptor, because why not? You know, it's like, you know, saving your dog, except it's your Velociraptor, which could eat you. But, yeah. Okay. Bottom line, I'm probably going to see it anyway, just because Chris Pratt. I'm a big Chris Pratt fan. What can I say? Mission Impossible Fallout comes out in July, and I am genuinely excited for this movie. Like, Mission Impossible to me is like one of the few consistent series, like long-running franchises left. They are consistently good every time. I mean, number two is a little dicey, but they've consistently just kept getting better as it goes. So I am very excited for Mission Impossible 6. It looks amazing. I love that opening dialogue, because the guy says, what if you've never accepted the mission, because it's optional, because it's always like, should you choose to accept it? I'm like, thank you. I've always wondered about that myself. So now they're going to answer that question. And Henry Cavill's mustache looks great. Totally worth the baby mouth thing. Not really. But, oh well. And also, I would never want to fight Henry Cavill. I'm just going to throw that out there. I would never want to fight this man. I would love to have this man in a fight, however, but that's an entirely different issue. I don't plan on getting in a fight anytime soon either. So anyway, Tom Cruise is obviously doing some insane stunts as per usual, including that one that shattered his foot. You probably didn't notice it, but it's the one where he's jumping like in between two buildings. Yeah, he broke his foot when he did that, so that sucks. Lots of cool cast stuff going on in here. His wife is back. Ving Rhames is back. Simon Pegg is back. And the girl and the villain from Mission Impossible 5 Rogue Nation is back. And also Alec Baldwin is back. So I think this has a pretty good thing going. I am bummed, however, Jeremy Renner's not back for this one. I really enjoyed him in 4 and 5, so I'm a little bummed he's gone. But either way, I'm very stoked for this movie. We got an Infinity War teaser. It comes out in May. It looks good. I can't wait for this movie, but this teaser really didn't add anything new. It was only 30 seconds long, but I am beyond stoked for this movie. Skyscraper comes out this July. The full trailer made way more sense than the Super Bowl spot did, but it's still the same premise of Die Hard. They trap the protagonists inside a really tall building. Of course, this time around, it's The Rock, so you know what? It's probably going to be really over the top anyway, but that's what he does. It's got to be crazy because it's The Rock, so why not? I'm sure it'll be interesting or fun or whatever, and I do think the prosthetic leg does add an interesting angle to the whole thing. We got a trailer for Cloverfield Paradox, which came out the same day as the Super Bowl aired. It's a Netflix movie, and I could care less about this movie or the series or anything about them. I really don't care, and also I heard it was bad. So you know what? Whatever. There was also a short teaser for A Quiet Place. It comes out in April. I don't do horror stuff, like I've said before. It has an interesting premise. Again, probably not going to see it, but it has Emily Blunt in it, so that's cool. Red Sparrow comes out in March, and this is another movie I don't care about, even though it has Jennifer Lawrence in it. It's just not on my radar in any way, shape, or form, because I would have much rather had the Black Widow standalone film. And there was a tease for season 2 of Westworld. I don't watch this show, so I have no comments on this. Sorry. And as far as the commercials this year, I think we can all agree that Tide won the Super Bowl. I mean, sure, there was like a team that won or something, but Tide wins the commercials of Super Bowl 52 as far as I'm concerned, because they were great. Whoever came up with this marketing is a freaking genius. Like, you know what? You're probably sitting there right now listening to this podcast. Well, guess what? This podcast is actually a Tide commercial. You just can't see anything. Anyway, yeah, it's a Tide commercial. Everybody, every commercial is a Tide commercial. That is not going away for a long time. And just a quick PSA, because you know, putting myself out here on the internet and the public eye or ear in this case does carry with it a little civic responsibility. So just a little, you know, PSA: don't eat Tide Pods. Why is that even a thing? Like, So that's it for the Super Bowl trailers. However, since the Super Bowl aired, there's been two more trailers of note that I'm going to talk about now, since we're talking about trailers today. Deadpool 2 comes out in May. This trailer was fantastic. I loved every minute of it. It bashed Superman. Cable looks great. Ryan Reynolds, like, is Deadpool as far as I'm concerned. And the movie looks completely insane, and I cannot wait to see it. And the other trailer we got recently was Jessica Jones Season 2 coming out to Netflix this March. It looks great. I like where this one's going. It's going to get answers to her past. And this rabbit hole looks completely intense. And I think the big question on everyone's mind is, how in the world is Kilgrave alive still? Like, correct me if I'm wrong, but you typically can't come back from getting your neck super snapped. So, I don't know. I'm hoping there's like a fan theory about how he's not actually alive. He's just like in her head or something. I'm on board with that. I think that could really do some damage, because the whole reason Jessica Jones season one worked is because it was a psychological thriller. So I really hope they bring some of that back into season two. All right, so that's my little quick rundown of all these trailers. It's been fun. I'm DJ Ace. Thanks for tuning in to Cinema Central, and be sure to hit that subscribe button to be informed on new episodes as they come out. Thanks for listening.
Booyah!